This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Kerry and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Allen Communications Studios. I'm Tanner Schwint, Brian Gary, my co-host, Angel Padilla, doing the production work here.
Yeah!
And it is time for our talk with Matt Johnson, a guard for the UNC Bears. Matt, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you guys having me.
Oh, yeah. It's always great to have you in, man. And congratulations on the win against Idaho. Had to feel great. I mean, when we look at this month of January and what's gone down, aside from the Montana State game, you know, to kick things off, you guys, and I'm holding my fingers really close, we're this close to taking every game this month. It's got to feel good feeling that you've got that kind of effort. And as when tournament time comes around, that you know you can play with any of these teams.
Yeah, well, in our league, I think a lot of the teams are even. I don't think there's really a team that it's unbeatable in our league. And yeah, it just felt good. It just shows that we're making a lot more progress as a team, and we had a really close game with Ewash.
Who's
ranked number one,
and they're undefeated in play right now.
They're undefeated. and I thought we should have won that game. And a lot of the games that were close, I thought we should have won. But it just shows winning our last two out of our three, that just shows we're making progress, and I think we have a lot more. Potential for this team than a lot of other teams in our league. A lot of other teams are close to their peak, and I don't think we've even scratched the surface of what we can be. So,
well, I think it's interesting too. So, I was on the call with Jerry for the Montana game, and it was weird not seeing you and Dalen out with the starting group. That coach kind of looking for answers, right? That's what you have to do when you're a 7-game slide. What did you take away from that game? Because it was one where in the first half, some of those struggles continued for you guys. And then the second half, boy, you guys came roaring back. And again, like Brian was talking about, you're so close. Talk to me about your psyche, including with what kind of happened in the Montana game.
Well, for me, I'm one of those type of players that just does anything for the team, whether it's coming off the bench, whether it's starting, whether it's whatever I have to do. If I play 1 minute or if I play 30 minutes, I'm just going to try to get it done for the team, whatever my job is, whether it's getting my teams hyped on the bench or calling out plays from the bench or the other team's plays from the bench. I just try to do whatever it takes for us to win.
So. And your defensive intensity in the second half of that game, I thought, and you called, you forced a carry on, which there was a lot of carries called in that game for some reason, but you forced a carry, and you're telling the referee beforehand he's carrying the ball. Your defensive intensity picked it back up. You had been struggling shooting a little bit. How much pride do you take on still making an impact on the game when that ball's not going in the rim?
Well, yeah, just like you said, there's a lot of aspects to the game of basketball that doesn't involve scoring. I mean, there's defense, there's getting your teammates involved by passing the ball, there's screening for guys, there's so many things that you can do to affect the game when your shot's not falling. And it's clear I haven't been shooting the ball as well as I usually do all year, actually, and I'm just trying to find other ways to affect the game when my ball's not going in, and eventually that's going to go in because I've worked too hard and come too far for it not to. So I'm just staying optimistic about that. So eventually my shot's going to go back to the way that it usually is, but it's all about finding other ways to help the team win. So
how do you feel overall about this season? What your expectations were going in to where you are right now to what you could do to finish? I mean, on a grade of A to F, where do you feel you are now, but where do you think you could end up by the end of February?
Well, I think we can end up at a grade of an A. I mean, I honestly think we're at probably like a C, maybe a D right now. We're pretty low, and I think, just my thoughts on the season overall. I think honestly, like to be brutally honest, I think we're underachieving. I think we're way better than what our record shows, and a lot of it is just trusting the process. I mean, we had a tough non-conference schedule, and then we started off conference bad, and we handed games away that we shouldn't have handed away. And none of this matters. It's all about if you're playing your best basketball by March,
right.
And we've been starting to improve these last three games, and we're just going to keep steadily improving. It can't be a roller coaster. It has to be a steady incline for us, and I think that's what's starting to happen right now, and hopefully it just continues until we play in March.
How frustrating was that 7-game skid? Because, I mean, that's just got to be difficult night after night to be that close and then not have it come off. It would be very easy to get frustrated and just go, screw it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you guys, what you've shown over these last few games is you are getting that thing turned around. You got to feel good going into the month of February.
Yeah, it is. It's really frustrating. It's hard because everybody on our team hates to lose. We're all sore losers.
And that's a good quality.
Yeah. So it's been really tough for us this 7-game stretch. But I mean, we just have to stay the course, and that's what Coach Smiley always tells us. We just have to stay the course and just keep improving every day and getting better every day. And it's not about each game. And we're not really focused on the score and the outcomes of these games. We're really focused on us and improving and just being ready to play our best basketball by March.
We're talking with Matt Johnson, guard for the UNC Bears men's basketball team. This conversation brought to you by Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. Let's focus on a bright spot. Your boy Dalton Connect, he's balling out right now, man.
Oh, yeah.
Anything he's throwing up, it's going in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, how cool is it when you see one of your teammates, one of your guys, kind of find that rhythm where it's just like, okay, you know, the ball's in his hand, it's more than likely going in.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, it helps for me because then then it makes the game a lot easier when you have guys like that on your team because it opens up the floor for you. And when they can't help off Dalton the way he's playing right now, so... I mean, you drive Dalton's way. They're just gonna stay with him. So it just makes the game a lot easier when you have guys that are so offensively talented like that on your team.
Are you finding are a lot of defenses doubling up on him right now?
They haven't yet, but they're about to.
Yeah,
is that what you're
not necessarily doubling up, but I mean they just don't help off of him. They just stay stuck to him the whole game. So
well, it's just to me this could get really interesting because if he's been the one and now the focus goes there,
we get two of the best slashers in the Big Sky. Yeah,
who then are going to be a little less attended to, and if everything starts playing out right, that can only be great for you and Dalen.
Yeah, it does, and I think that's a part of the reason why our team is underachieving is because. I haven't played as well as I usually do, and Dalen hasn't even played to the level that I think that he can get to. So, and he's been starting to show more of that as well. He's been starting to play a lot better, and once our team starts to click offensively, and it really just starts on the defensive end, and that's been our problem. We just haven't been getting enough stops to really get out and run because we play best in transition. So, I think when you have a guy like Dalton that can put it in the basket, it makes everybody's job a lot easier. And we have a lot of other talented guys on the team that can put the ball on the rim and can get downhill, like Langston Reynolds, Connor Creech, guys like that. And Brock's been playing really well and been finishing it well by the basket. And we have Theo Hughes and Jamel and all those guys. So it just makes our job a lot easier when Dalton's playing as good as he is.
So talk to me about that three-pointer that you hit. I think it was from the parking lot in that last game that you knocked down, man. That's got to feel good, right? Especially it's just a fact that you've been in a little bit of an offensive slump. Mm-hmm. That's got to feel good to see a ball that far out going to the hoop.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel good, and it was actually the only three I made that game, which is kind of weird, but I mean, yeah.
Have you tried backing up from the three-point line? Can you shoot deeper? Maybe that's the answer.
Go Willard on this?
Actually, it's funny because my coach says I need to step forward and stop shooting them so deep.
We're talking with Matt Johnson here this morning. Matt, I want to go away from basketball real quick, and then we'll preview the Northern Arizona game. Our poll question today, we're talking video games, and we're talking arcade games. What's the best video game or arcade game that you've ever played? What's your favorite?
That's a good question. I've always been a fan of 2K.
Yeah,
I used to play that a lot.
Now you're just a Fortnite tryhard.
Yeah, more Fortnite, Call of Duty. Those are my two favorites. But I'd probably say overall, just Call of Duty is my favorite.
What was yours? What was your favorite arcade game? No, I just...
It was Asteroids.
Have you heard of Asteroids?
Yeah, it was just...
The arcade game?
Yeah, it was just like a little space biscuit, and you were a triangle shooting dots at it, and you would try, you'd hit it, and then it'd turn into more biscuit. They were biscuits to me, because that's where my mind was. But it would shoot all those bad boys down. You could hyperspace, end up somewhere else. But I grew up in the time when you spent a lot of time in an arcade, you know, and you would stand up at those stand-up machines and play them, and I plugged a lot of quarters into those.
TV was still black and white, man.
But when we had the old NBA game on the original Nintendo, my son and I would be sitting there. Scott Hastings was a player then,
right?
The announcer for the Nuggets. He played for the Hawks.
Yeah.
And it would be one where it's, he's heating up.
Yeah.
And he'd say that he's on fire, and then you couldn't miss from the 3-point line.
What was the one that was on your phone? What was that NBA game that was on your phone? Where it's just 3-on-3, Angel?
NBA Jam.
NBA Jam. Did you ever play NBA Jam?
NBA Jam, yeah, that was a fun one.
I used to love that you could just go crazy. It would just dunk from one end to the other.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I loved that.
I like that. I figured, you know, maybe 2K, but now Call of Duty and stuff like that, man. But there's a lot of those. How much time do you actually have during the season to just sit back and play video games?
Not a lot of time. Usually we kind of have an off day after every game, so that's a time to just kind of recover your body, and the best way to do that is just to, you know, lay around and play those video games. So I guess that's probably the only time I really have. So
we're talking with Matt Johnson again. All right, so you got Northern Arizona coming up. Northern Arizona has struggled, but they pulled off some good wins. They beat Montana in overtime. They this is an interesting team. What's the scouting report saying about Northern Arizona?
Well, they have a lot of great players on their team, a lot of good shooters. One being Jalen Cohn. He's one of the best guards in the league. So he's obviously an emphasis for them. And then they also have a Carson Tao, who's a really good big man for them. So they're a really talented team. And like I said before, there's every team in this league can beat each other, and everybody's good. Records don't really show how good teams are. And they're 1-7 in league, but they've had a lot of close games. They almost beat Ewash at home their last game. So, It's going to be a tough game, and we just have to lock in defensively on their shooting and a lot of their guys that can put it in the rim for sure.
They're a big team, as you were saying. That means that if you guys can get that outside shooting going to be very crucial in this game, I would think.
Yeah, they are a big team, so we just have to put an emphasis on getting them to miss and just playing and going and just playing free, and that's when we're at our best, is when we get stops and we can just go out and run. So it's going to be big for us to definitely just control them on the defensive end, and that'll allow our offense to play better for sure.
You got to get Brock Wisney fired up. Tell him rebound, outlet pass, and let us jet, man. I think that's going to be the game plan. Are you going to be guarding Cohn without giving too much of the scouting report away? Are you going to be on him?
No, I don't know. We're not at that stage yet. We these last couple games, Wednesday and Tuesday, our coaches they make an emphasis to only focus on ourselves, and we don't talk anything about
it's
the
Thursday now though, Matt.
Well, yeah, Thursday Thursday 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, maybe later we'll find that.
That is such a good coach to speak. Steve Smiley is smiling right now listening to you answer that question. He's like, way to not give it away, man. Way to not give it away.
No, and I'm just curious. One last thing: how do you feel a week in between games? I mean, having that much rest, is that good for you guys at this point, or would you have rather gotten on the court like tonight?
Yeah, and it does get you a little anxious. You always want to go out there and play. But then at the same time, my mind's where, like, I don't want the season to end so quickly since it's my last year, so I just want it to slow down. But I don't know. It's kind of it's hard. It's hard.
Yeah, you got this this week, and then you got Northern Arizona, and then I believe, is that next week? You got like 3 games in 4 days or something like that?
Yeah, we'll have 5 games in 9 days.
That's insane, man. February 7th.
Enjoy the rest while you got it then.
Yeah, for sure, Matt. But, hey, appreciate it, my man. We appreciate you coming in and doing this segment with us. A big shout-out to Mark Larson for making this happen and for being able to come in here and do a segment every single week. Safe travels down into Northern Arizona. We were talking a little bit off-air. It's kind of a weird gym because it's in their dome of a football field. That dome's a weird – I mean, it's just a weird setup down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is a weird setup. It's definitely in their football arena, which there's just a lot of space, and it's It's kind of weird, but a lot of teams in our league used to do that, but NAU is like probably the only one left that really does that.
Right. So. Does that extra space behind the backboard, does that mess with you at all? It's something I know it's something that players talk about because it's weird not see, you know, having that depth behind there, right?
Yeah, it is pretty weird, but I think it's more so not really the depth behind the basket. It's just like kind of how weird the fans are just spacely, like it's just odd how they're spaced out compared to the court. It's just everything's a little weird.
All right, you heard it here first. Matt's going off on Saturday. I can feel it. Matt, appreciate your time as always, my friend.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, 9:21. It's Good Morning NOCO. We'll be back with more.